Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of Gate 7 International. I am Kostas Lianos, or Kostas with a K, as I'm usually known, and I will be sharing a few thoughts regarding what we just saw with AEK. I think the AEK game comes with three truths. Truth number one, Olympiakos lost. Truth number two, the title is basically lost. Not mathematically, but let's face it. Truth number three, Olympiakos are better than AEK. Let me explain. This season was pretty much over when it barely started. There was a new manager, there was a new sporting director, there were many new players. And after pretty much a couple of speed bumps, that whole new project went up in flames. The new manager left, the new sporting director left, a bunch of the new players left. Second project underway, new manager, new sporting director, new players. The newest manager left, the newest sporting director followed him soon after. And now we have another sporting director, another manager with a bunch of new players. Talk about third time's the charm though. It's here. Finally, Olympiakos managed to get it together on the third time of asking. José Luis Mendilibar has done the unthinkable in just 2 months and presented a better team against an opponent who's had pretty much the same team under the same manager for the last 2 years. In case I didn't make any sense, in just 2 months under José Luis Mendilibar, Olympiakos already looked better than AEK do under 2 years under Almeida. And we saw it tonight. Olympiakos were the ones with the chances. They missed a lot of them. Athanasiadis wasn't a good day, but Olympiakos failed themselves tonight. And AEK, they didn't forgive. When it comes to a match where you cannot finish, it's often the case where the ball punishes you and you pay for all your missed chances, for all your wasted chances. And a game that you cannot win, make sure you don't lose. There's not a lot to be said about what's to come next this season in terms of Greece. What Olympiakos definitely don't want to do is finish fourth, because then they're going to have to hope that Panathinaikos win the cup. Because if Aris win the cup, then no Europe next season on Olympiakos' 100th year. So whatever Olympiakos do, they need to make sure they don't finish fourth if they want to hold their future on their own hands. It doesn't look good. They already lost to Panathinaikos to Karaiskaki. And the very last game of the playoffs is taking place at Leoforos, where, I'm not going to lie, I do expect Arizupoli-esque hospitality from Panathinaikos that night. So it is a tall order. When it comes to Europe, well, here's one good thing that comes out of tonight. Now Olympiakos have a very good reason to put a lot of resources in the ongoing European bid at the Europa Conference League in the quarterfinals. Olympiakos have the chance to make history by making it the farthest they've ever made it in a major UEFA competition. And Fenerbahce are no giants. They are a very tough opponent, but no giants. A serious Olympiakos can and should pull it off. Other than that, it's next season City, guys. Olympiakos already need to be thinking about next season. And I got to say something, guys. I like the way things are looking. If you asked me 3 months ago, I'd say it's all going up in flames. But what Mendy Libar has managed to do, my God. Olympiacos went from a laughing stock to a team that's already coming together in very, very, very quick speed. We saw it with Ajax, the way they switched the ball, the way they always knew where their teammate was, the quick passing, the touches, the way they the positioning, the way they came together. And that's only 2 months. Imagine what could happen after an entire summer preseason. Of course, in order for this to happen, Mendy Libar needs to stay. And as it stands right now, Vangelis Marinakis has done the right thing and offered an extension to Mendy Libar. He wants to trigger the option to extend for another year until 2025. The way I understand it, there is a gentleman's agreement between them, but the dotted line does not include Mendy Libar's John Hancock at this time. According to Greek media, it looks good, but based on what I know is that nothing will be done until after the Europa Conference League. So Mendy Libar is now concentrated, especially in Europe. We have told you many times in this podcast that the only reason Mendy Libar joined Olympiacos was the Europa Conference League. So he's fully focused on that challenge. And we won't have an update or a climax until Olympiacos are done with the competition one way or another. But I do feel like if Mendy Libar stays, even the contract rebels will understand that there's something brewing here. There's something special brewing here. If Olympiacos were still with Carvajal, I am certain we would have been eliminated by Ferencvaros. But Mendy Libar came on, and on his first match against Ferencvaros, he beat them. And that set the tone. That led to a fantastic European campaign. Just out of nowhere. Nobody expected that. Nobody saw that one coming. And he made us believe that we could still win the title. You can only blame Mendy Libar so much for this. Mendy Libar took over a team that was put together by two other coaches. And how many players of his own does Mendy Libar have in this Olympiacos team? Grand total. The fact that Kostas Tzolakis has played the last two games, the fact that Fortunis and Podence are back in the starting lineup with very important roles, the fact that it's obvious Mendy Libar knows what he's doing, the fact that the football has improved, the fact that the fans can see it and the fans are showing their belief, the fact that things have calmed down at Olympiacos, especially up in the boardroom, that should convince the players who truly want to do something in their careers to stay. And I think the same goes for the loanees. I honestly believe that, and I've said it before, Olympiacos have found a core. They have found a strong core, a strong spine, a strong basis, a strong foundation for a bright future. A team of players that can bring it in Europe. And a team of players that are not afraid. The priority for next season: get certain contract rebels to sign an extension and promote young talent. If you manage to get those two right, then honestly, the only thing you need is a Yanem Vilaesque number 6 and a David Carmo-esque center back. But first, Mendy Libar needs to stay. Because if he doesn't stay, I'm going to be honest, it's far likelier Olympiacos could land themselves another Besnik Hasi / Carlos Carvajal / Diego Martinez than it is to land a Ernesto Valverde slash Leonardo Jardim slash Marco Silva slash Pedro Martins. Olympiacos already have a manager, and they need to hold on to him. Here's the team, in my opinion, that Olympiacos need to have next season. Goalkeepers, Paschalakis, Tzolakis, and Papadoudis, why not? Right back, Rodine Costinia. Left back, Ortega Leitner. Center back, Retsos, Kalogeropoulos, Abby, Kutsidis, signing. Number 6, Eze, signing. Number 8, Agibou Camara, Orta, Tsikinio, Mouzakitis. Number 10, Fortunis Papakanelos. Wingers, Vroussai, Brinits, Masuras, Zelson Martins, Podens. Strikers, El Kabi, Alkasimba, Babis Kostoulas. That's the team. There's a core already. There's a number of bright young prospects and just 2 signings. Absolutely no reason to go on a transfer splurge again, especially after what happened with Nottingham Forest. Absolutely no reason to get Jorge Mendes's nobodies. The only way Jorge Mendes needs to help us is with Podens. And we understand Podens is very keen to stay. He wants to stay. Jorge Mendes has a lot of contacts at Wolves. He has what it takes to help in this situation. And also, that's something I can confirm. Wolves want to give Gary O'Neill a new deal, which makes sense because he worked wonders with a limited squad and limited resources, which is what led to Julen Lopetegui's exit, saying, I cannot work like this. Gary O'Neill came on. Not only could he work like this, but he could also lead Wolves to Europe. I don't think he will, but he's up there. O'Neill does not rate Podens, and that works in Olympiacos' favor. Talking about managers who don't rate players, David Carmo is going to cost around 14 million euros to sign him on a permanent deal. If Olympiacos did that, that would make Carmo Olympiacos' record signing. Zlatko Zachovic joined in 1999 for I don't remember how many billion drachmas. But when it comes to euros, that's 13 million euros. Carmo would break that record from 1999. But Porto are undergoing presidential elections, and Pinto wants to hold on to Sergio Conceição, whose deal is running out in June. If Conceição stays, which doesn't look likely, then that raises questions about Carmo's future, because he fell out with Conceição. And that's the only reason Carmo is playing for Olympiacos right now. If a new manager comes along, it's almost certain that he will want Carmo back, because Carmo is also Porto's record signing, and the club chiefs will want Carmo to work out for them. They will want a return to their investment. Olympiacos' best hope, as things stand, is another loan deal, but that looks unlikely, which is why Olympiacos will need a new center back in the summer. There's not much to talk about the AEK game, but it is extremely important to point out that Olympiacos looked far better than AEK. And remember, this is a team that has been together for 2 months under a manager. I'll say it again. José Luis Mendilibar put together a better team against Almeida's AEK, who have been together for 2 years. If anything, that was a warning for AEK. Yeah, they can celebrate tonight's victory, and they can celebrate another title, which, in my opinion, they are definitely going to win. But next season, they're going to have to up their game. Same goes for the other two, PAOK and Panathinaikos, because Olympiacos are onto something here. they are definitely onto something here. The fans really need to come together. They need to get behind the team. And the board need to keep it together. Keep your finger away from that trigger. Keep your finger away from that red button. If José Luis Mendilibar can do this in just 2 months on the fly with zero preparation, if he can do that under that sort of baptism by fire, I would love to see what he could do with a full summer preseason. So guys, I'm not gonna tire you anymore. It is late here in Greece. But what I will say is chin up. Because yes, AEK won the day, but they haven't won the war. AEK probably won the title. But next season, if Olympiacos are careful, if Olympiacos maintain the faith in Mendilibar, if they maintain the faith in the core that they currently have, if they maintain the faith in the young prospects, then Olympiacos could put something together, something brilliant together for next season and many more seasons to come. And that's all from me, guys. Please do not forget to like and subscribe. Join us on Patreon, and I will see you soon.